A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Integrity and reputation. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into our heart. Your will be done in our life on earth, as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. Give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of this nation, and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family, for these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal, for heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words Christ through us speak are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to our cry. Give ear to our prayer. Let our vindication come from your presence. Let your eyes look on the things that are upright. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, according to his purpose, may the Lord make you and your house people of integrity, according to his standards, in the name of Jesus Christ, an everlasting light. May God your helper vindicate you and your house and teach you and your people to walk in integrity and trust in the Lord, and you shall not slip. God's counsel is your sound wisdom, understanding, and strength. According to the hope of eternal life, let the Lord help you and your family walk in a spirit of truth at all times, and act on it with confidence, for the Lord will be your confidence and keep your foot from being caught. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. For is not your reverence, your confidence, and the integrity of your ways your hope? May the Lord write mercy and truth in your hearts and let you find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. According to his name, let the Lord our God give you and your house a good name and loving favor. With favor, let the Lord surround you and your family as with a shield. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify our Father in heaven. May the God of peace create in you and your people a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within you. In Christ we pray, you and your family will be known as people walking in truth, walking in Christ Jesus the Lord, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, abounding in it with thanksgiving. The God of hope make you and your house known as a God-fearing people, righteous, loving, just, peaceful, people of integrity, truthful, wise, filled with the Holy Spirit, steadfast, grounded, solid, prudent, diligent, honest, and honorable, in the sight of the Lord and man, brave, and strong, and humble, diligently seeking good, diligently seeking God's face and finding favor in His eyes. God of our salvation, make you and your people blameless and upright people, people who fear God and shun evil. In Christ we pray, you and yours will hold fast to your integrity. You and your house shall be known as people who have clean hands and pure hearts, who have not lifted up your souls into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, nor taken reward against the innocent. Let you hear, and let you take it to heart to give glory to His name. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He will reward each according to His works. In the name of Jesus Christ, a precious cornerstone, in Christ we pray that you and your family are grounded, steadfast, and immovable, stable, that the foundation of your faith be built on the rock of Jesus. That you and your people are not double-minded, but your yes means yes and your no means no. In Christ we pray that you and your people are not conformed to this world. Instead, you and your people are being transformed into the image of God from glory to glory, your inward person being renewed day by day through Christ Jesus, for you and your family are partakers of the divine nature of God, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, not thinking of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but think soberly, for God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Let you and your family not worry about what people think. Let no man judge you, for your substance is of Christ. In Christ we pray, you and your house will serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, in sincerity and in truth, being gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition to God. According to the measure of Christ's gift, may you shepherd your house according to the integrity of your heart and guide your family by the skillfulness of your hands. Let you and your family be self-controlled, not being tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, nor by the trickery of men, in cunning and craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, growing in all things into Him who is the head, Christ Jesus. The Lord our God, He shall gather all nations and tongues, and you and your family shall come and see His glory. The Lord lives in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. The nations, your family, shall bless themselves in Him, and in Him they shall glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, let you and your family ponder the path of your feet. Let all your ways be established. You shall not turn to the right or the left, but remove your foot from evil. May you and your family walk in your integrity, securely, letting your integrity guide you. Let you and your people walk before God in integrity of heart and in uprightness, that God may know your integrity. Let integrity and uprightness preserve you and your family, and your children shall be blessed after you. Give God the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, who became for you wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in Christ we pray that your thoughts are right and your mouth is upright. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you and your people all the days of your lives. Let you and your house stand firm against the wiles of the devil and the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eye, and pride of life. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, Help you and your people be blameless and upright. Fear God and shun evil always, and hold fast to your integrity. Your steps are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in your way. Though you fail, you shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds you in your house with His hand. May the Lord uphold you and your people in your integrity, and set you before His face forever. Let it be that you and your house are known as a good, gentle, kind, loving, patient, faithful, self-controlled people, for a tree is known by its fruit. Let you and your family be sober-minded in all things, showing yourselves to be a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you and your house. May you be people of good reputation, fearing God, just, and full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. Surely you and your house will be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. May the Father of glory not remember the sins of your youth, nor your transgressions, but instead remove your transgressions as far as the east is from the west. Let the past be the past. Old things have passed away. Therefore, in Christ we pray, you and your family will forget those things which are behind and reach forward to those things which are ahead, pressing toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. To Him, Jesus Christ, was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. Therefore, let those be driven backward and brought to dishonor who wish you and your house evil. May the God of your defense, the God of mercy, hide you and your house from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongues like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, their bitter words. The Lord make them stumble over their own tongues and flee away, like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow. So a curse without cause shall not alight. God, your strength, will not let you and your family be ashamed, for in Christ we have called upon Him. Let the wicked be ashamed, let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak insolent things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. In Christ we pray, the God of justice will plead your cause with those who strive with you in your house. Fight against those who fight against you and your people. May the God of your praise bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. You and your bloodline and in your house, may your family be blessed. As for you and your house, you shall serve the Lord, and Him only shall you serve. In the name of Jesus Christ, by His blood we are made near. In Christ we pray that the Lord God of hosts will deliver you and your house and honor you, exalt you, and may you and your people possess a good name. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, we will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Then He will sit on the throne of His glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, and in faith we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made His home in you. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world in all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now your salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, High Priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a vessel of honor, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. In your name we rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness we are exalted. For you are the glory of our strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and we belong to our King, to the Holy One of Israel. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.